Joined here by Sonia Kassenboomer to discuss her working paper, which is released on the Melbourne Institute website. The working paper looks at the relationship between early marijuana use and educational outcomes. Sonia, can you tell me about your research, please?
Yes, so this study investigates the negative effect marijuana use may have on educational attainment and achievement of year 12 high school kids. And we were especially interested in determining the role of the starting age of marijuana use plays for predicting educational success, and whether kids from socioeconomic disadvantaged families who use marijuana are worse off than their more advantaged peers who use marijuana early.
And tell me about your findings, particularly in relation to the socioeconomic background.
So in general, we find that kids who have their first experience with marijuana use very early, so before the age of 15, face severe educational penalties. And additionally, these penalties are even stronger if the kids come from families with a history of welfare receipt, so from disadvantaged families.
And can you describe the severe penalties? What type of penalties are we talking about?
So we find, for example, that young people who report using marijuana before the age of 15 are 19 percentage points less likely to complete year 12, or 7 percentage points less likely to obtain a university entrance score. For those who obtain a university entrance score, the score is on average 5 points lower for early marijuana users compared to non-users or late users.
So marijuana use for a young child has an effect both on their completion of school and also on their, if they do complete school, on their eventual results to get into university.
Yes. However, we find that the gap in year 12 completion rates and in the probability of obtaining a university entrance score are not caused by marijuana use, but are due to other unobserved differences between marijuana use users and non-users. So these differences may be, for example, differences in academic inclination, motivation, mental health, or degree of supervision at home. So, for example, kids with low academic inclination, they may be more likely to try marijuana in general, and they will tend to have poorer educational outcomes regardless of their involvement in drug use.
So it's not just marijuana alone, is what you're saying. There's other factors also that need to be considered.
Yes. In contrast, for example, the gap we find in the university entrance score itself, this seems to be at least partly caused by marijuana use.
Okay. Let's look again at the socioeconomic background and compare children from lower socioeconomic background to those from, say, advantage backgrounds. What findings did you find there?
So we find that the educational penalty for early marijuana users is larger for young people living in families with a history of welfare receipt. Kids who have used marijuana and are from low socioeconomic background families are, for example, twice as likely to drop out of high school.
Sorry, so poorer kids, basically, kids from disadvantaged backgrounds, are twice as likely to drop out of school after using marijuana.
Yes.
Can you tell me about your research in terms of how did you complete this research? What data did you use to obtain these findings?
So this study uses data from the Youth in Focus project, which interviews a nationally representative sample of 18 to 20-year-olds Australians about their illicit drug use, school experiences, and family background. And these survey data are then linked to nearly a decade of administrative records of the family's welfare receipt while the young person was growing up.
Okay. Finally, let's look at just the policy implications. What policy implications does this research lead to, or what does it pinpoint?
So this research identifies the people who do not perform very well in school, and these are the people who need to be targeted. So these are kids who have experience with marijuana use, especially a very early experience, and who come from families with disadvantage.
Sonia, thank you very much. The working paper is available on melbourneinstitute.com in the working paper series.